Anglican Catholic dialogue continues to be a priority for both churches in the wake of today's publication of the new Apostolic Constitution. That's the view being stressed by ecumenical specialists from both the Vatican and the Church of England, as Philippa Hitchin reports.
Following the publication by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith of the new Apostolic Constitution, Anglican Bishop Christopher Hill, chairman of the Church of England's Council for Christian Unity, said the Vatican's response to requests from individuals and groups across the world does not deflect from the continuing mission of the Anglican Communion, nor from its long-standing commitment to full Christian unity. A view echoing that of the Vatican's own Council for Christian Unity, which insists it's business as usual in the dialogue that has been going on for the past 40 years and has resulted in significant progress under the auspices of ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission. Monsignor Mark Langham is the Anglican expert at that pontifical council.
The Catholic Church has always said that we have as our aim the full and visible unity of Christ's Church. And we must always remember that is our goal, and that never ceases to be our goal. It may be that there are difficulties and that the goal has moved a bit further away, but we are committed to dialogue in search of unity, and also we are committed to pray for and support the Anglican Communion, because a strong Anglican Communion is a vital witness to the gospel in the world, and that's what we want to see alongside the Roman Catholic Church.
During the last week of November, the Council for Christian Unity will be hosting a meeting preparing the way for the next round of ARCIC talks between Anglicans and Catholics, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, is due to meet with Pope Benedict when he comes to attend an ecumenical conference at the Gregorian University next week. I'm Philippa Hitchin.